Hello and welcome to Fight Picks with the Pros. My name is Garrett Martisano, and today we're going to review four fights from the upcoming UFC Fight Night featuring Jared the Killer Gorilla Cannonier versus Kelvin Gastelum in the main event. Today I'm joined by, as always, my co-host, former Season 18 Ultimate Fighter Champion, Mr. Gunsmith, Chris Holds It Down Holdsworth.
What up?
Go.
Introducing Fight Picks with the Pros, brought to you by FanDuel.
All right, the first fight we have up, we're going to review, is Alexander the Cannibal
Pantoja.
Yeah. Okay, coming in as the minus 172 favorite.
Super good, yeah.
He's fighting Brandon Raw Dog Royval, who's coming in as the plus 140 dog. So Royval is getting back in there after a loss to Brandon Moreno. That was a great fight that really got Brandon to get a shot at the title shot. He looked really good that night, but it was a back-and-forth brawl. Got to give it up to both guys in that. It's his fourth fight in the UFC. So tell me a little bit about this guy. He's 23-5, 8 TKOs, 8 subs, super well-rounded, 7-3 in the UFC with a win over Brandon Moreno. I know when you saw him on the review today, Chris, he popped out at you. So what do you like about Alexander?
Yeah, Pantoja, like you said, he's really well-rounded. He's fought the best guys in the division. He fought the former champ, Figueiredo. It was a back-and-forth fight. He's got a ton of 8 subs, 8 TKOs. That just tells you there that he can finish you on the feet, he can finish you with ground and pound, or he can submit you. So I'm a fan of guys that can put everything together. He keeps the pace. He's like nonstop, man. Yeah, I was really surprised when he fought Figueiredo. He's just nonstop. Those 25ers just keep going and going. Know, it's just energy. It's crazy. And, you know, he's fighting Brandon Royval, Raw Dog. You know, that's a great nickname. But I feel like Royval's had a quick rise in the UFC. He had a couple good fights and fought some lower-level guys, and then they jumped him up and, you know, put him against some studs. Moreno, it was a great fight. I think this is going to be a tough fight for Royval because Pantoja is a little bit more experienced. And, where Royval really stands out, I think Pantoja might be even better. Like, I think the jiu-jitsu.
Really? I was going to ask you.
Yeah, that. I don't think his jiu-jitsu is really strong and he usually shines in that area. But I think Pantoja, being a seasoned black belt that he is not going to see any of the tricks Brandon's going to, he's seen all the tricks before.
Yeah.
So he's not going to get stifled with anything, that Brandon's going to throw at him. I think it's going to be a back and forth fight. If Pantoja is smart, he's going to mix things up. He's going to try to take Brandon down. I wasn't really impressed with Brandon's wrestling. He likes to play the guard game and get on his back, which he's great at. But last time I saw Pantoja, he's really well-rounded and he mixes everything up really well. So if I want to pick somebody, I got Pantoja by decision.
Okay, I like that pick. Yeah, I was going to ask you, with Brandon Royval coming off 4 straight submission wins and then he got his loss to Brandon Moreno. So I was going to ask if you think he has a chance of subbing Pantoja.
I don't think so, no.
But he has 8 subs on his record as well and is a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. So you answered that for me, saying that he's going to negate those submission attempts. I think this has a chance to be a brawl. Got minus 172. I'm going to go... Yeah. Brandon Royval, he's 12-5. He did lose his last fight. After losing his last fight, he's jumping up and fighting the number 3 ranked guy. I got to go with Pantoja as well. I'm going to say by finish, TKO or KO.
Nice, yeah. He definitely could.
All right, next fight we're looking at is Clay the Carpenter Greta, coming as a plus 144 dog versus Mark the Olympian Madsen, coming as a minus 178 favorite. So similar odds to the previous fight. We're all super familiar with Clay Greta. Fights out of here, Team Alpha Male, 36-20, 7 TKOs, 13 subs, the consummate pro. Tell us a little bit about Clay, Chris.
Dude, Clay is one of those guys that you just love to see him every time you do. He just welcomes you. His energy, his vibe. The dude gave me a ride from the airport and just like had all CDs. Like, he still plays CDs in his car. He's just super old school, and he's got a great personality. And if you've been watching the UFC for a while, you know he brings the pain. He brings the entertainment as well. He's constantly putting on entertaining fights, nonstop. That's why he's a legend. You know, yeah, he went into the Hall of Fame, and you know, from all the fights, you know, the Diego fight, all the fights he's had some legendary fights.
Oh yeah,
some back and forth. So you know, Clay's a dog. He's never just gonna quit on you unless you probably choke him out or knock him out.
Yeah, you gotta put him away.
He's got no quitting him, and he's got no stopping him. He's one of those guys that's like always moving. If I see him, he just got back from run. He just got back from fishing. The dude's always on the move. And same thing in the cage. Like you see him, he's bad.
Oh yeah, he's always bad.
Like you never see him just stand still. Like it's crazy. Like the different personalities and different styles everyone has. Yeah. But this Mark Madsen guy is, he's pretty legit. I was impressed by his wrestling pedigree. He's a Greco-Roman, a silver medalist. So expect him to try to take the wrestling to Clay. Yeah. I think he's going to try to showcase that he's a better wrestler. Usually when you have somebody who's better, like if one guy's a wrestler, the other guy's there's some ego, and he's going to try to show that his wrestling is better. And I think Clay is known for his wrestling and his takedowns and his pressure, his ground and pound. And I think Mark Madsen is going to try to take that away from Clay and impose his wrestling and that type of style. So I think Clay needs to mix things up. He needs to work that Joey Rodriguez boxing, get the angles, start peppering Mark Madsen, and get him to come in a little bit wild. And Clay's hard to take down, so he's no slouch. So we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, I like this matchup. This is the typical matchup in the UFC of the older veteran gatekeeper, if you will, and then the young up-and-comer on the rise that has a big record but doesn't have many names on the record yet.
Yeah.
So he would love to throw a Clay Guida on there on his rise up, right? And Clay on the other side would love to say, not yet, buddy, and get a win over him and slide in and sneak a decision win over or get sneaky with the sub. Clay's that veteran. So, the odds are against him. My mind would say Mark Madsen all day long. He's going to win by a clear decision, or I can even see a TKO, or I can see him kind of dominating the fight, really controlling Clay, controlling the cage, controlling him on the ground. That's what my gut and brain is telling me. But my heart is saying Clay can figure a way to make it work. And I can see him staying heavy, peppering the jab, staying busy like he really does with those feints and keep it moving. And maybe he can just keep winning round around and get two out of three. So I'm going to pull for my guy as the dog of the week. I'm going Clay Guida by split decision.
Yeah, something that just popped out at me, Mark is 10-0 and Clay is 36-20.
Yeah.
So is the UFC trying to build this guy, Mark Madsen?
That's what I just said.
Yeah, did you?
I said he's a gatekeeper. They're building Mark Madsen.
You're right. I think they might be trying to build him. Clay's the name. He's getting older. I can see, anytime someone has an undefeated record and they fight like an older vet, I'm like,
Yeah, no, it's a gatekeeper.
Is this a setup?
Sure. No, it's a setup. They want to build Mark Madsen up and, off of Clay's name, because he has the notoriety in the UFC, and get that on his record.
Yeah.
But Clay gets to be the party pooper and come in and say, not yet, buddy.
Yeah.
And I would love to see him sneak a win over Mark Madsen. It would be great. Mark Madsen would have a lot to learn from, and I'd love to see the sneaky veteran Clay stack on another W on that record. So, Chris, let's hear your official pick.
I got Clay Guida. I think he's going to catch him with one of those Joey Rodriguez specials. Bing, bing, bing. Get him with a two-piece and a biscuit.
Okay. I like it. You're going Clay, I'm going Clay. Let's move on. We got the dog in that one. So this time, before we go into the main event in the evening, we're going to talk about an early prediction that was just booked. Derek Brunson is coming in as a +120 dog against Darren Till, coming as a -142 favorite. So I've been waiting to see Darren Till get back in the mix. He's been out quite some time. He did have to pull out of the Vettori fight with a broken collarbone. So that was disappointing. I thought that Vettori fight was going to be, I thought that was a great matchup with Darren Till. Thought that was set up to be a great fight. But I like this one as well, and Derek Brunson. I feel like Derek, he's kind of has this humble confidence, doesn't talk a lot of trash, doesn't do many call-outs at all. He's real quiet on social media. But he's 22-7, 12 TKOs, and when he gets that sneaky, he has this kind of the style that some guys have where he like pressures forward by throwing left and right straights at you. And he's gonna like run at you.
He's a good pressure fighter.
Then he clips you and he's just walking you down. And then you got Darren Till on the other side, 18-3. He had a huge rise to fame in the UFC, of course, with all his trash talking. He's the opposite of Derek Brunson on social media and in the media and his call outs, etc. He's 6-3 in the UFC. This is going to be his third fight at middleweight. I love watching Darren Till fight. I think he has some clean striking. He's fun to watch. He can always knock anyone out at any moment. So I really, as a fan favorite, I like both these guys. Before I say who I'm leaning towards, let's hear your breakdown, Chris. We'll start with Derek Brunson. What do you think about him?
I've always been a fan of Brunson. You know, he brings the good boxing. Like you said, he walks forward and he's got power in his hands. But what I really like about him is he's got a underrated grappling and wrestling game. His last fight, who was it? Kevin Holland, right?
Yep.
Yeah. He just dominated him, man. He just kept taking him down over and over again. And the takedowns that he was actually hitting were, like, pretty sick. Like,
yeah,
he was getting a lot of, like, foot trips and stuff like that. And that made me get some more respect for him when he put away Holland. Because I had Holland when we did the Fight Pick show. I thought he was going to win.
So did I.
So when Brunson took him out, like, he jumped up in my credibility book. Even though I've always liked him, that fight really stood out to me. So, versus Darren Till, like, I like Darren Till as well. He's a troll. You know, somebody just told me, man, you follow Darren Till, you got to check out what, you know. And I'm like, I didn't think it was that funny or, like, entertaining as much, you know. Like, but...
he's a troll for sure.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Derek Brunson. I think his wrestling and grappling he's gonna be able to expose Darren Till in that department. If he's smart, he's gonna make Darren think he's gonna strike, because Brunson can strike him damn self. So he's gonna throw some leather and then he's gonna put him against the cage and try to wrestle to Darren.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great strategy coming from a cornerman there. Derek, what I was impressed with last time, you know, I was really annoyed with him, of course, because I was betting on Kevin Holland to, you know, get a win. Not only a win, I was going for the KO win by Kevin Holland. So it's frustrating on the other side when Derek Brunson is just faint jab, takedown, grab single leg, double leg, takedown over and over.
Yeah.
And then Kevin couldn't get up. So 2 minutes in the round, it was only a matter of time before the takedown happened. And then it was like, the rest of the round, you're chilling out on the ground. It's like a Habib type fight we were watching. So what I like about Derek is that he has great striking, and guys like that, when you fight another striker like Holland or Till, you can fall in love with your strike. I'm going to prove you wrong, just like you were saying earlier. And I'm going to strike with you to show that I can strike with the best. He didn't fall in love with the striking, even though he was landing some shots too on Kevin Holland. He kept on going back to the wrestling and the takedown, the ground and pound. So smart by Derek Brunson. And I don't know if he switched up his coaching or what it is, but he's on a 4-fight win streak. He's been looking super good in his fights. Maybe it's that he's dyed his hair blonde in the last year, so he's got the different swag going. But on the other side, I like Darren Till as well. Yeah, I'm going to follow you on this one. My early prediction is going to go with Derek Brunson. I might even say by finish, a TKO or KO, because I know Darren Till is going to be slinging the leather and leave some openings for some counters. And Derek has some nasty counters. So I'm going to say, for this early prediction, Derek Brunson by TKO.
Yeah. I didn't get my prediction, but I think the 4 straight wins, the confidence, and the grappling pedigree, I think Derek Brunson's gonna get the takedowns. He's gonna drown Darren Till in those later rounds, and I think he'll get the TKO as well.
Okay.
It's time for the main fight pick of the evening.
Got it.
Game and dab.
So in the main event, we got Jared the Killer Gorilla Cannoneer coming as a -172 favorite against Kelvin Gastelum coming as a +140 dog. So both fighters are coming off losses. Both fighters are coming off L's to Robert Whittaker. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, yeah.
Can't hate on that. That guy's a freaking stud. And Gastelum is stepping in for Paulo Costa, who had a pay dispute with the UFC, contract negotiations, and pulled out of the fight. So this is the matchup. I'm a big fan of Jared Cannonier. I was tough to watch that last fight, him fighting Robert Whittaker. You know, I thought he had a dog's chance of, you know, beating Robert in that. And Robert's just so tough, so smooth, such crisp boxing. He was in and out and really beat the hell out of Jared Cannonier. I don't know if he ever took a beating like that.
Yeah, it was bad.
His legs were beat up, multiple fractures. So I'm glad it seems like he's fully recovered. He's jumping in fighting. 13-5, 9 TKOs. You know, it snapped his three-fight win streak after losing to Robert Whittaker. And, you know, he's a fascinating story because he started in the heavyweight division, okay, being over 225 pounds. Now he's all the way down in the middleweight division. So fascinating story for Jared Cannonier. And he brings the power, man. When he throws, he definitely has power in his hands. Then we all know Kelvin Gastelum on the other side. He's 16-7. He's had a bad skid over the last couple of years, racked up quite a big L's. But don't let that, you know, confuse you, because some of it was some weight problems. He admitted to some coaching problems, you know, not putting in as much effort as he could. So really an effort side, and the guy that's, you know, has the God-given talent, and he has this like natural left-hand straight that can just put guys away. So I feel like maybe he was leaning on a little bit of his natural ability. He wasn't pushing himself as much as he should have. But I'm a big fan of Kelvin. Love to watch that guy fight. Like I said, 16-7, 12-7 in the UFC. He's a fun one. I know you're super familiar with Kelvin. So that's the overview. What pops out at you as the stat list between both these guys, Chris?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Kelvin Gastelum. You know, he won the season right before mine. Mm. So I met him and just kind of followed him throughout the years, and we became friends. So, nice. And I like his style. You know, he blends it up. He came in as like primarily a wrestler and grappler and just a grinder. And now he's like you said, he's knocking people out with that left hand. But, you know, you got Jared with the 6-inch reach advantage. And 6 inches, you know. He's probably going to try to use his jab and stay on the outside and probably look in time Kelvin's takedowns. But I think Gastelum, I hope he's made the changes and he's taking things serious now, because you know, when guys start getting really successful, they get money in their bank account. Maybe it's women or partying or eating, whatever it is, their vice, they kind of pull back to what got them there, and they need to get reminded maybe by an L or, you know, something happening to where they have that light bulb go off and like, damn, I could be doing a little bit more, you know, if I wanted to. So, you know, hopefully he turned that corner. He changed some things. And, I think he's going to be able to, out-grapple Jared. I think he'll be able to out-grapple Jared and, you know, even maybe get a submission.
Okay. I'm going to go the other side on this one. I like Jared Cannonier. I had real high hopes against Robert Whittaker in that fight, but we know now that Robert is a level above. He's at that championship caliber and that number one contender caliber. So I don't want that to take away from his three straight wins at middleweight, the power that he was showing in his hands that he was carrying from heavyweight down to middleweight. You know, a lot would say you're losing the weight, you're losing the power. He still carried it with him. So I'm going to go with Jared Cannonier. My heart, you know, it's tough because I like a lot of these fighters. You know, I like Kelvin. I root for him in a lot of fights. But I'm going to go Jared Cannonier by decision. That'll be my official fight pick. Chris, what's your official one?
I got Kelvin by submission.
By sub, that's right. All right, that would be a good one. Let's scroll down a little bit before we wrap it. I want to see what the sub is. Kelvin by submission is plus 1,400, folks. That means you put $100 on Kelvin, and he's got four subs on his record. Yeah. So bet 100, win 1,400. You heard it here from Chris Holdsworth.
That might be a good one.
By KO?
I can see him getting to his back and then throwing in like a vicious Dan Severn choke or something, and Cannonier looks like he's got a little long neck.
Yeah, I could see that too.
My prediction. Don't.
If that hits and you didn't put it up,
yeah,
you got to put up some cashola. So that'll be it for this show, guys. Thanks for watching Fight Picks with the Pros, brought to you by FanDuel. Please don't forget to like this video, subscribe to our channel, and thanks to all you folks listening out there in podcast world. We'll see you next time.
See you, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Bruce Buffer here. Thank you for watching the MMA Surge YouTube channel. We hope you enjoyed this video. Don't forget to subscribe and get notified when we upload next.